Diversion Audio.
Previously on The Royals of Malibu.
Hey, this is the Ella Show. What you say goes.
We're having fun, right? You're busy, I'm busy, we're casual.
I don't want to be just a rebound, Ella.
I'm fucked up, man. I'm fucked up!
Bro, what? What'd you fuck up?
Fucking failure, man. I try to be a good guy, but I failed at that, and I don't deserve to be forgiven, you know?
You can't outrun the Royals.
I outran you.
The love of my life cheated on me with some composting-ass hoe at UC Berkeley.
Oh, no way.
Ella St. Clair, I hope whatever revenge you were trying to get on all of us in Malibu was worth it. If you meant to hurt me, you fucking did. Since I guess I'm dead to you, you're dead to me.
I hate to go to these lengths, but if I don't hear from you within the next 24 hours, I will have to have you brought back to Malibu by any means necessary. I'm sorry. Please come home.
Everything okay?
Not really. Any chance I could get a ride to the airport?
Continue on CA1 North to Malibu.
As my Uber from the airport rolls through Malibu, we pass the Cove, Treasure Cafe, and the road I used to take to get to the Royals' house. It's a bright, beautiful Malibu morning. Even through my sunglasses, everything feels like it's in 4K. I roll down the window and let the breeze blow through my hair. If my mom could see the paradise I left behind, I wonder what she'd think. Life in Malibu is the life people dream of, and I had it all. But paradise comes with strings attached, and the people in paradise will ruin me the second they get the chance. Okay, Ella, just the weekend.
I said I wanted a contactless delivery.
Hold up. Ella Sinclair?
Hey, Savannah.
I thought you were my Starbucks order. What are you doing here?
I saw Valerie's Instagram live and I couldn't get in touch with her and I got worried. Is she okay?
She's lost it. I have never met anyone more dramatic than Valerie. And I went to summer camp with Bella Thorne.
Hey, Sav, do we have any lighter fluid?
Okay, little Miss Pyro, we are not lighting anything on fire.
I saw it somewhere in here last night.
Valerie.
Ella?
Hey.
What are you doing here?
She probably saw your batshit IG live last night.
You scared me to death, Val. I thought you were going to hurt yourself.
I scared you to death? How do you think we felt when you dropped off the fucking face of the earth?
I had to, Val. Some things happened, and I couldn't stay.
So what? You abandoned your best friend? Don't even send a text to tell me you're all right?
I know. I never meant to hurt you.
Well, you did. Just like Sam. And like everyone else in my life. Everyone leaves.
I'm sorry. But I'm here now.
Yeah, Val. She's here when you need her.
Come here.
Fine. But I'm still pissed. You can't abandon people like that, Ella. We all love you, and you just left. And now Tam is gone too.
Hey. We're gonna get through this together, okay? We can have a girls' weekend.
I'm sorry. You're right. Low-key lost it last night. Okay, high-key lost it. I shouldn't have said all those things, but you left and I couldn't believe Tam did that to me.
You don't deserve that, Val.
So are you back at the Royals?
Yeah, definitely not. I'm just here for you, Val, for the weekend. But You should come up to Oakland and stay with me.
Oakland? I don't want you to go back. I want you here in Malibu.
Hey, want to tell me why you need lighter fluid?
I'm burning everything Tam ever gave me on the beach.
Like, right now?
Jesus, Foul.
Let the girls' weekend commence. Let's go burn some shit. So, how'd you know I was stalking your Instagram?
I felt like you would. I hoped you were somewhere out there keeping an eye on us.
I couldn't help myself. I still care about you guys.
Yeah, it's been tough not having you around. You had your reasons, but it was shitty for you to run off like that.
I know. I left town so quickly, I didn't think about how shitty it would be to leave you behind. Some crazy shit went down, but that's no excuse. And I'm sorry.
Wanna tell me what happened?
I'm not ready to talk about it.
I mean, be honest with me. Did Callum do something to you?
No! No, God, no. It wasn't Callum.
Was it Reed?
Can we drop this?
Yeah. Well, I'm happy you're back now. You can stay as long as you want.
Thanks, Val. Love you.
Love you too, babe.
So, how did you find out about Tam?
I think I always kind of knew. I mean, every day she was posting these hot girls, like beautiful, smart, Berkeley women with rainbow flags in their Instagram bios. How could she not be hooking up with them? One night, we were on FaceTime, and I heard someone in her dorm, and that was it. It had been going on for weeks, apparently.
I'm so sorry, Valerie.
Do we maybe want to hold off on burning all of the Tam-related things for a bit? I mean, you broke up, what, 26 hours ago?
Time doesn't matter, Savannah. She's dead to me. Fuck you, cozy, perfectly oversized Berkeley hoodie. You're dead to me, too.
Daywine, anyone?
Yes, please. Val?
Sure.
Valerie, slow down. That's a small batch orange wine. This is an animal house. So, what did you get up to in SF, Ella?
Oh, not too much. I've had a barista job there, and I've been taking classes online to get my GED.
That's, sounds interesting.
See? That was a good response, Savannah. We've been working on Savannah's elitism.
Yeah, Valerie and Easton say I can come off as an elitist bitch sometimes.
You? Really? I never thought that.
Shut up. It's true. I'm working on being the best version of myself.
Yeah, it's going super well. Our love letters.
Goodbye.
So, Easton, you guys are still back together?
Yeah. We're taking it slow while Easton works on some things. We're a perfect match, but I don't want to get too attached until I can trust him.
Oh, come on. You are fucking obsessed with him.
Untrue. Sure, I love him or whatever, but I also love myself. I am protecting my peace.
Ever since she got her yoga certification, all she's been doing is protecting her peace.
I would love a tutorial on how to do that.
Ugh, how flammable are squishmallows? Goodbye, Archie the Axolotl. I'll miss you the most.
Is this sheet mask supposed to be burning my skin off?
Oh, that's normal. I get them from South Korea, and they're essentially mini chemical peels.
This show fucking sucks. Lindsay H. is an idiot, for real. Clearly Bradford doesn't want you, lady. God, straight people are local.
Babe, you know I'm an ally, but weren't you just burning all your ex-girlfriend shit on the beach a few hours ago?
Hey! I'm grieving.
Sorry, it was too easy.
Hey, Ella, can I ask you a question? What made you run away from Malibu? Easton won't tell me anything.
It's a long story. But basically, I found out that I couldn't trust Reed.
Ugh, did he cheat on you too?
Oh my god, so you get it.
Let's make a promise not to date anyone until we're 26.
26? That's like 9 years from now. I have needs, Val.
I read that our brains aren't fully developed until 26. No one can hurt us if we're firing on all synapses. Until then, vibrators only.
Wait, who did Reed cheat with? Was it Abby?
Can we change the subject? Look, Lindsay H. is about to go into the windmill of lust with someone.
With Justin Q? Oh, unbelievable. Does anyone stay faithful these days?
What was that?
Oh. Sav, is that your parents?
No. No, they're in Bora Bora until Monday.
Okay, stay calm. I think someone broke in.
No. No, I'm legit freaking out right now.
What do we do? Do we call the police? Or do we go to the panic room?
We have a panic room?
Shh! Listen, motherfucker! You better leave! We have a gun!
You have a gun?
Ella! Wait! I walk towards the foyer. I can't tell who the intruder is in the darkness, only that he's stumbling around like he's drunk or something. My heart pounds as he starts to walk towards me. Get the fuck out of here!
Stop yelling at me! Oh, shit!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Is he dead?
Easton?
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor, it's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Easton? Easton, can you hear me?
He's breathing. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Ew, he's covered in puke.
East, can you hear me?
Shine a light in his eye.
What? Why?
I don't know. They do it in Grey's Anatomy.
Ugh, we should put him in the shower.
Val, take a leg. Savannah, grab his arms. Okay. One, two, three.
What the fuck?
Good evening, asshole.
Savannah? Where the fuck am I? Ella? What? Am I dead?
No, you're not dead, idiot.
Not yet, he's not.
Easton, what did you take?
A little of this, a little of that.
Oh, his pupils are like his entire eye. Ask him if he knows who the president is.
Ella, where the fuck did you go?
Easton, leave her alone. Now is not the time.
Reed is gonna... Oh, no.
Okay, let's give him some space.
Okay, that is my cue. I'm going to bed before I empathy vomit.
For the last time, Val, you're not an empath. You just have feelings.
TikTok doesn't lie.
You can go to bed, Sav. I'll keep an eye on him.
No way. He's my problem.
I regret everything.
Is he like this a lot? He was bad before, but I mean, he was never this bad.
Lately? Yeah, he and Reed kind of go hard on the weekends.
Drugs?
Yeah, but Reed is definitely more of a drinker, which is bizarre behavior because he basically lives in the Cove Gym and apparently is like a water polo god these days.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah, I guess it's a work hard, play hard sort of thing. Okay, listen, I mean, I shouldn't be saying this because I'm kind of dating his brother, but holy shit, Ella, Reed is looking.
Sav, can we please just focus on Easton?
Everything.
With Easton, the weekends can be exhausting. I've asked him to try to get help, but he insists that it's all situational.
So, what, you just ignore him when he's like this?
I find that boys his age thrive with some emotional neglect. Ignoring weekend Easton works well most nights, but clearly I think we've hit a breaking point tonight. Are you okay in there, babe?
Peachy.
If you haven't picked up on it yet, everyone in Malibu is losing their shit currently. Normally, I'd blame it on Mercury retrograde, but astrology has nothing to do with this. I mean, it literally all started around the time that you left.
That's not fair.
I'm not saying it's all your fault. Easton is unstable on a good day. But you made Malibu better for a lot of people.
Thanks, Steph.
Okay, I'm gonna drag Rue Bennett upstairs and try to get him to bed. You can sleep in the guest room down here.
Have I told you that you're, like, the love of my life?
Do not profess your love to me with your head in a toilet bowl!
The contents of my bag are nearly identical to the bag I left Malibu with, and the bag I left Fresno with. It's the bag I pack when I'm not planning on going back. The bag I pack when I run.
Hey, beautiful. I was just thinking about you.
Hi, Isaac.
How's Malibu?
It's good. Crazy, as always.
Do you know when you'll be back?
No, not yet. I might stay a while. There are some things I need to take care of.
Well, keep me posted. I obviously want you back here, but if you need more time, I understand that.
Okay. I'll call you later this week.
You're not gonna ghost me, right?
Of course not. I just need to figure some things out before I come back.
I understand. Miss you.
You too. I should have known when I packed my bag that this trip to Malibu wouldn't just be for the weekend. Out the window, it is another beautiful, bright Malibu morning. I have the kitchen all to myself, and with it, a gorgeous $5,000 espresso machine. My mornings in Oakland were never this quiet. I'm usually scarfing down a granola bar and watching a crash course video on 2x speed. I love the hustle, but this morning, as I make what will be the world's greatest latte, knowing that some of my favorite people are all under one roof, that beats the hustle any day.
You want to make me one of those?
Sure, but I don't think they have pistachio milk.
Oat milk works. I haven't been to Treasure Cafe in a minute. Not since my favorite barista skipped town.
You look horrible.
Aw, oh, really? I thought I had a sexy strung-out Pete Davidson thing going.
East.
Look, I've been... We've all been a little weird since you left. It was like... Losing you was hard. I got back into some old habits, but I've been an idiot lately, especially last night.
You need to be able to take care of yourself. I can't be the glue holding you together.
I know, but when you were living with us, things were a lot better. Especially for Reed. Elle, he didn't...
We aren't talking about Reed.
You should at least hear him out.
Yeah, well, that's not gonna happen either. I'm doing a Reed cleanse. A Reed embargo.
Ella,
You should come home.
That's not my home anymore.
Please, Elle. We need you. I need you.
You have a life here. What are you going to do? Take online classes? Run from my dad's PI forever?
Savannah told you everything?
I'm very interested in finding a local bikini coffee shop. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah. You know, they usually make great coffee, too.
I can tell. This is the world's best latte. What will it take? What will it take to get you to come home?
I don't want to talk about this.
What if I give up everything? The drugs, alcohol, everything. Straight and narrow.
Be for real, Easton.
Hey, I'm dead serious. I think I can make it work.
I don't know.
Valerie needs you here, too. I love Savannah, but she isn't necessarily a good shoulder to cry on. It's kind of bony. I realized that last night.
You cried last night?
Yeah. Men cry, Ella. Don't you listen to that podcast with the hot guy from Jane the Virgin? It's 2023.
I have a life in Oakland now. I can't
look,
just...
Look, since my mom died, I've been running from my problems, too. Trust me. It doesn't get you anywhere.
Easton, I don't know if I can be in the same house as him.
Forget Reed. That house is so big, you won't even see him. And that big-ass house, that is your home. Like it or not, that's where you belong.
Easton is right. Malibu's the closest thing I've ever had to a home since my mom died. Being around Reed is going to be disgusting and traumatizing. But Easton is struggling. No one else is looking out for him. Maybe it is time for me to come home. But Easton, you have to promise me you'll stay clean. Okay, it was scary seeing you like that. That's some serious shit, and if you're not careful, this could...
I know. I'm sorry. We could work through everything together.
I couldn't live with myself if that happened. I can't lose you.
I don't want to lose you again, either, Elle.
Want to head back to that big-ass house tonight?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I might regret it, but I can give it another shot. At least temporarily.
Awesome, that's great. Hey, well, maybe we can get one of these nice latte machines for the house. Bikini optional.
Yeah, keep dreaming, kid.
It's a good option. Here, let me get your bag. Is this all you brought?
I'll meet you inside. I need a minute. I can't believe after everything I'm back where it all started. I hate how much I miss this place. Maybe it'll work this time. As long as I can keep my distance from Reed Royal.
Ella?
Are you fucking kidding me? Did Reed get hotter? How do you pack on that much muscle in 2 months?
Ella,
No, stay right there.
I can explain. That night...
Ella! Thank God, you're back. Are you okay?
Callum... I'm fine. A little tired, but I'm okay.
My PI called me last night and said you were headed back to Malibu.
I went to see Valerie last night. Easton showed up and... Well, it was time for me to come home. Look, Callum, I messed up.
No, don't even go there. Not tonight. It's my job to keep you safe, Ella. And I didn't.
It wasn't your fault, Callum.
I don't blame you, Ella. Everything was too much for you to handle, especially after losing your mom and uprooting your life to move here. I get it.
Well, maybe your rent-a-cop will stop following me around now that I'm back here?
I apologize. That probably felt invasive. But I had to make sure you were safe. And from what he told me, you did okay on your own. But you're still a kid, Ella. You can go do whatever you want when you turn 18. Until then, just let me give you the chance to go to high school and be normal.
Nothing in Malibu is normal, Callum.
If you ever want to run away again, please promise that you'll come to me first. We can work something out.
Of course. You, me, and your private investigator?
Ella.
I'm joking.
Joking is good. But Ella, if you run away again, CPS could get involved.
I won't run. I promise. And I actually kind of missed it here.
Could I, would it be okay if...
If we hugged?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd love that.
We have dinner reservations at 8. There's so much to celebrate. Brooke and I have something we want to tell you all.
Brooke?
Yeah, we can't seem to stay away from each other. Anyways, 8 p.m., Mastro's Ocean Club.
Can't wait.
He was worried about you. Like, not sleeping worried.
Yeah, well, whose fault is that?
Ella, what you saw with me, it wasn't...
Whatever lies you're going to tell me right now, save it. I'm back in Malibu for Valerie, for Easton, for Callum, and for me. Not for you. This has absolutely nothing to do with you. Dinner at some snobby restaurant with the entire royal family and Brooke was not the way I wanted to spend my first night back in the house. I avoid eye contact with Reed. And Brooke, the Barbie doll sociopath that she is acting like nothing happened.
I'll give Headmaster Behringer a call about re-enrolling you at the Cove. I also went ahead and sent a check to your landlord in Oakland for your rent this month.
Wow. Thanks, Callum.
Thanks. We're just glad you're back, Ella.
Wine for you, miss?
Oh, none for me tonight, thank you. So, Ella, tell us, how was the Bay Area?
Dad?
You said you had something to tell us?
I was hoping to wait until dessert, but no time like the present.
Baby, I'm nervous.
What a big day. Ella is back with us, which is enough to be celebrating. But I have some more great news. Brooke and I have decided to take the next step, and we are engaged. And, well, we're expecting a baby.
Holy shit, balls.
I want to make a toast to new beginnings.
I feel like the room is spinning. My eyes go to Reed, and he's looking shocked and terrified. Why is he... Oh, shit. Brooke, how far along are you?
Almost 10 weeks. We wanted to wait to tell you, but it is already such a special day.
I count backward and I feel my stomach drop. No, there's no way, right? I look to Reed again and he's getting up, muttering some lame excuse.
I gotta go check where they parked my car.
Does he look scared or guilty? Or both? I look at Callum. He's practically glowing, blissfully unaware that the baby might not be his. I want to run out of here and keep running until I'm out of Malibu. I feel Easton reach over and touch my hand.
Hey, Ella. Deep breath. We've got this.
Here, here. To the Royals 2.0.
To the Royals 2.0. Welcome back to Malibu, Ella.
Swallowed up.
on the next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
I spoke to the headmaster about your re-enrollment, and you have a meeting with her today.
I'd like you to join the sophomores and give junior year another go next year.
Don't study too much. We have months of best friend activities to catch up on.
Brooke is 2 months pregnant, and I found you two naked in your room 2 months ago. You do the math.
This is insane! Is this a pep rally or Coachella?
So, state tournament this year is huge. Top teams are the Cove and Coral Canyon, and if we play each other in the finals, it will be historic.
You think, after everything that we've been through together, that I'd throw it all away? To sleep with Brooke? We belong together, Ella.
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Catty Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.